It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, folks. Long time no talk. Glad to have you. Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports and WCDOsports.com and WCDO 100.9 FM, of course, and 1490 AM. We're back at SUNY Cortland as it's now time for the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. 4-seed Unadilla Valley, 3-seed Lansing doing battle. The winner will move on to states. Now, the winner of this contest will take on the winner of tomorrow's contest that we'll have here on WCDO, which will be 2-seed Cooperstown and 1-seed Utica Academy of Science. That game will be up at the Carrier Dome tomorrow afternoon at 1:45, so we still have a chance at maybe that local matchup in states. As, of course, earlier today, our plan to maybe have Unitego Cooperstown girls was foiled as the Watkins Glen girls walked away with the victory over Unitego in our game at 1 o'clock today, 53-42. So we'll see if the UV boys can go back-to-back. They were here a year ago as a 7-seed and won the title against Tioga in a great contest, went on to regionals and lost to Tully in a game up at SRC Arena in Syracuse. So we'll see if UV can get back to states again this year. It'll be down at the arena next Sunday in Binghamton. So they would be playing in Section 4 this year. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has over 150 vehicles to choose from at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Very interesting matchup. Both teams had to fight very hard to get here. Both teams maybe a little bit of a surprise, I guess you could say, because I think a lot of people were expecting 2-seed Moravia to be in this game. Moravia with a ton of state championship experience, won the state title just a couple of years ago, and they get knocked off by Lansing, 50-45 in the semifinals. And on the other side, UV took on Newfield and really just from start to finish was able to take them out, as Newfield is a team that's been to back-to-back state Final Fours. Yes, it was at the Class D level, but they're well-coached, a very good team, so I thought, boy, that could be upset alert maybe for Newfield, who was coming in as a 9-seed after taking out the top seed, number one, Spencer Van Etten. But UV, from what I'm told, I wasn't here the other night for the boys' games. We were doing the Cooperstown girls' game. One local coach told me UV put on a clinic just start to finish. They were fantastic, and Andrew Jackson finished with 32 points in the semifinals. So interested to see how it goes here today. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a small break, and we'll be back. Lansing and UV, the boys, coming up, the Section 4 Class C Championship on CDO.
Butler Auto Sales has the widest variety of vehicles in the area. Over 150 to choose on two lots in Sydney. And these just in. 12. Yes, I said 12. 2017 Nissan Versus for just $99.75. Choose from 7 2018 Mitsubishi Outlander SEs. Four-wheel drive, only $18.975. Test drive a 2010 Ram 2500 with utility box, just 16,000 miles. Check out a 2010 Ford Econoline box truck with 12-foot box and a power lift gate, only $14.975. There's a gorgeous 2018 Dodge Journey Crossroad, all-wheel drive with under 15,000 miles. And a 2016 Lexus ES350, one owner and just 18,000 miles with leather heated seats and navigation. Let's face it, folks, nobody has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. With two locations on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
CDO.
Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, all our special sponsors for today's coverage of these two games. Of course, Unitego and Watkins Glen earlier, and now UV and Lansing. Some of our special sponsors for this UV game include Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, the UV Booster Club, NBT Bank, SFCU, Amphenol. Of course, all our other sponsors as well, Northern Eagle Redemption Center in Oneonta, Keller Williams, Agent Stacy Frazier. And our sponsors that are with us all year long, our in-game sponsors, plus, of course, the two sponsors that are very good to us on Twitter and social media, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Special game for the Edmiston boys today as well, as they take on Marathon at 3 o'clock. That game's at SUNY Oneonta for the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship. And wouldn't it be great to see the Panthers and their just crazy season continue on. It would be absolutely very special. They won the Tri-Valley League Championship, a special milestone coming up as well today for the Edmiston boys. So we'll keep an eye on that. We're going to pause for the national anthem, the starting lineups, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car is being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. As we get ready for the tip here between Unadilla Valley and Lansing, let's do our starters first for Unadilla Valley. A senior, number 1, Andrew Jackson. A junior, number 11, Caleb Parker. A senior, number 13, Levi Reifenberg. A senior, number 22, Wyatt Gray. And a sophomore, number 23, Cameron Osborne, for head coach Matt Osborne. We'll get the Lansing starters here right at our first pause as we're underway. The UV boys win the opening tip. They're in the black with the purple trim. They'll go right to left. Lansing is in the white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim. So here come the Storm, and we'll have Cameron Osborne at the top of the key. He'll look to pass it to the back door, and now they'll go to Caleb Parker. Parker again at the top of the key here for UV as we settle in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. A charge is called as Parker tried to take it to the rim, and the first possession for UV ends up in a charge, and Lansing will get it and head down the floor. And so the Lansing starters for head coach Joey Volpicelli, senior number 12, Luke Winslow, senior number 20, Griffin Nelson, as they work it down low. The pull-up jumper here for Luke Winslow is good. His first basket of the game. The other three starters, senior number 22, Langston Hopkins, senior number 23, Garrett Bell, and a junior number 30, Ethan Burt. Here's UV back the other way. Wyatt Gray wants to take it to the rim. His left-handed layup is off the mark, and a rebound here for the Bobcats. I'm told they bring a lot of pressure to the table. Love the full-court press and try to trap you at midcourt. Left side pull-up jumper drains it there for Ethan Burt, and he gets it to go. It's an early 4-0 lead for Lansing over UV again here in the sectional finals for Section 4 Class C. Jackson across midcourt, lobs one back for Gray, into the corner for Parker, who's wide open, takes it to the rim and misses a right-handed layup. Did everything but finish and a rebound for Lansing. Well-executed play, but again, the shot wouldn't go. So Lansing leads 4-0, the 3 seed against UV, the 4 seed. Been a heck of a season here for the MAC champion Storm. Left side now for Lansing on the baseline, ball out of bounds. Butterfingers there for Garrett Bell of Lansing. And so UV will get it back with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Again, a 4-0 lead for Lansing over the UV boys. Jackson breaks the full court pressure, gets it safely into the hands of Levi Reifenberg. Back out Wyatt Gray. Long three, too strong. Rebound for the Bobcats, and they're looking to run down the right side of the floor. Bobcats will set up the offense, pump the brakes, and slow it down with Griffin Nelson. Nelson back to Luke Winslow. He's back up towards the Cortland Red Dragon C at midcourt. Again, as they go left to right. Left wing in front of the UV bench. Benches are on the far side here in Cortland. They'll take it to the rim, and the jumper from Ethan Bird is no good. Jackson, a rebound. Ahead for Cameron Osborne. Lays it up and in for the first bucket. There's Cameron Osborne. Makes it 4-2 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Should be an evenly matched game. Not a ton of size for either side. I'd say UV is overall bigger because all of their starting five is over 6 foot. But they don't have, you know, that signature 6'5", 6'6 guy, anything like that. But here's the Bobcats. They'll work it to the right side. Now to take it to the rim. Pull-up jumper for Ethan Bird is off the mark again. Out of bounds. Last touched by UV as Gray was trying to save it with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Again, thanks for joining us for the Butler Auto pregame show here today. Butler has two locations in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Lansing with the basketball as we settle in here in the first quarter. 5:15 to go. Lansing leads 4-2. Lansing with the basketball. Here is Nelson. Nelson will look to punch it down low, and it's blocked by Levi Reifenberg, and the Bobcats lose the basketball, and the Storm come back up the floor. Here's Jackson. Wants to take it to the rim. A floater. Don't know how he got it to go. Impossible angle there for Drew Jackson. It's his first basket. We're knotted up 4-4. With 4:50 to go in the first quarter. And boy, if the pace stays like this, it'll be great. Right side now for Garrett Bell. To the top of the key, we'll dish one off for Nelson. Nelson back to Luke Winslow. Winslow with an NBA range three, way too strong. Rebound loose on the floor, knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Bobcats. 4:35 to go first quarter. It's our second game today of a doubleheader. And we'll be back at the Carrier Dome tomorrow for the Cooperstown boys sectional final against Utica Academy of Science. The winner of today's game will play the winner of that game. So certainly a fun time of the year as the first round of states will be next weekend. Lansing with the basketball, right side, another three here. This one is short. Tipped out of bounds. Bobcats try to save it, and they do. Great effort on the far side by Langston Hopkins. Feeds one back over to the left side for Garrett Nelson. His three is off the mark. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it on the rebound. Bobcats come up again. They'll fire another one off the back of the rim. And then a rebound underneath for Luke Winslow, and a foul is on UV. Coach Osborne is screaming at his guys to try to get some position on the boards as Lansing, I would say smaller on the inside, got three straight rebounds. Timeout is going to be taken here, it looks like. No, it'll be a elite substitution, so they blew the whistle to make sure he could get in. Lansing goes to the bench with sophomore Ben Vincent checking in. Lansing at the top of the key. They'll have the basketball now with Hopkins. Hopkins looks over to head coach Joey Volpicelli, gets the play. They'll fire one into the corner. A three ball again is off the mark, and Lansing is cold from downtown to start. 3:55 to go first quarter. We're tied 4-4. Drew Jackson across midcourt here for the Storm. Jackson at the top of the key, closely guarded here by the Bobcats. I'm sure they've done their homework on Drew Jackson. They pick his pocket here, and they'll look to bring it across midcourt. Jackson was just about to try a lob pass to the interior when it was punched away. Left side now for Lansing. They get into the paint. They'll work it back out here for Garrett Bell. Bell to the rim, lost control of it, out of bounds, and it goes back to UV. So both teams are a little cold to start. With 3.5 to go in the first quarter, we're tied up 4-4. Drew Jackson in the backcourt. Now, I've been told coming in that, you know, Lansing loves that midcourt trap, and so far with Jackson handling the ball, they've kind of just backed off of it. Haven't really tried it much. Little give and go from Jackson to Reifenberg at the rim. Got it. What a two-man game between those two. They make it look easy. Reifenberg pretty much lives at the rim. He could jump out of the gym, folks. If you haven't seen him in person, If UV wins here today, make a trip down to the arena because the kid can fly. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 6-4. UV with their first lead of the game in a fast-moving first quarter here on CDO. Interior pass for Lansing off the glass. The kiss is good from Garrett Bell. He goes for two, and we're tied up 6-6 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Jackson, again, the senior, hit 1,000 points in his career, and he's committed to the University of Rochester. Steps back, right side three, skims the front of the rim. It's short. Reifenberger rebound. Sends it right back to Jackson. They'll say he traveled with 2:35 to go in the first. Jackson, a very good player, again, committed to the University of Rochester. He's played high-level AAU ball out of Syracuse the last few years. He's been a four-year starter here for Coach Matt Osborne, and the end of his career in sight, no matter what the next couple of weeks, as the season comes to a close. He's trying to extend it by another day. Lansing with the ball down the left side of the floor, dribbled out of bounds again by Griffin Nelson. Lansing has been trying to use that baseline drive, but UV just, as we said, has a little bit more size and has kind of just sealed off the baseline, so there hasn't been a lot of real estate, and they've stepped out of bounds on a couple of occasions here. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. We're tied 6-6. Here's Wyatt Gray on the left side. Gray down low for Reifenberg. Sky hook is good for Levi Reifenberg. And UV leads 8-6 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Across midcourt now for Garrett Bell. Bell will leave it for Griffin Nelson. Nelson goes back to Luke Winslow. Winslow to Nelson. They work it around. UV sitting in man-to-man at the moment. Little interior jump here for Lansing, and they'll say it's a traveling violation on Langston Hopkins. He tried a jump stop in the paint, and they'll call him for a travel. Ben Vincent goes to the bench, and Ethan Burt comes back in. Again, a fast-moving first quarter. Minute 40 to go, and it's 8-6. UV is on top of Lansing. Gray feeds one back across, a lob pass for Jackson. He wants to go to the rim again off the glass. Good for Drew Jackson. Another impossible angle shot. I mean, great defense by Lansing to push him to the outside, but Jackson's able to hit it to make it 10-6. And now a foul here on Jackson, I believe, at the top of the key. No, let's see who it's on. Oh, it's going to be a moving screen on Lansing. I thought they caught Jackson for maybe a little bit too much body on defense there as they came off the screen. So the team foul situation, UV with two. That's the first on Lansing. It's 10-6. Unadilla Valley leading by four. Here's Jackson, right side. Comes off the screen. Good switch there by Lansing to seal it down. Wyatt Gray, left side, will now go back to Jackson at the top of the key. Jackson to Gray. Wants to feed to the interior. They're looking for Reifenberg, but he's sealed off by the Bobcats. 15 on the shot clock. Gray now skips it across. Finds Caleb Parker safely into his hands. Pumps it down low for Cameron Osborne. He can't get it to go. Reifenberg a rebound. His second chance is off the mark. And here come the Bobcats, back up the floor to the right side. Now for Langston Hopkins. We hit 45 seconds to go, first quarter. UV leads 10-6, the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Dishing it down low here for the Bobcats. Now both teams wrestling, scrambling for it on the floor, and UV comes away with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Ahead now for Reifenberg. Spin move, and let's see, travel is what they'll call on Reifenberg. I thought maybe they were going to get a foul on Hopkins, who came back and kind of gave him the business there as he tried that 180 spin, but they'll say it's a traveling violation with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. UV boys leading Lansing at 10-6, a good pace and a good contest between these two. Cross midcourt for Langston Hopkins. Hopkins at the top of the key. We'll now go to Luke Winslow. Winslow back to Ethan Burt. Burt left side, looking for a pass. We'll now go to Hopkins. Game clock is at 10. Shot clock is off. Bobcats playing for the last shot. They'll work it to the outside now for Garrett Bell. Bell with a step back at the foul line. It's off the mark. A rebound for UV, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Unadilla Valley boys leading Lansing 10-6. We'll be back on WCDO. Start of the second quarter. Lansing will have the basketball as UV leads 10-6 here in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. Straightaway three for the Bobcats. Hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Bobcats have been forcing the three a lot here. That shot was from Garrett Bell, and they've been pretty unsuccessful so far. Right side of the floor now for Ethan Burt. Burt will feed one across for Luke Winslow. Winslow will go back to Langston Hopkins. Hopkins on the baseline will now go back to Ethan Burt. Burt in the paint, wants to take it to the rim, right into the land of the trees, and he's fouled. Sioux. The foul is on here for UV. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Foul will be on Jackson. That's his first and the team's third. Again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors today, including the UV Booster Club, NBT Bank, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Amphenol, SFCU, as well as Keller Williams agent Stacy Frazier, Patriot Masonry of Otego, and Northern Eagle Redemption Center in Oneonta. Ethan Burt's first foul shot is good, so he now has 3 points, and it's 10-7. Lansing trying to keep it close. Second shot, swish. Nothing but net there for Burt. He has 4 points, and it's 10-8 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Gray, feeds it to Jackson on the far side. Across the timeline, now back to Gray. Gray at the top of the key. We'll go to Caleb Parker, left side. Parker wants to take it to the rim, and a charge again. This is the second one on Caleb Parker. This is the thing about UV, folks, and I should have said this during our Butler Auto pregame, is I love UV. They're a fantastic team. If they get into foul trouble, that's where we've seen them struggle this year. They've played a fantastic schedule, very, very tough playing A schools, B schools, you name it. When they get into foul trouble, that's where it hurts. So they're going to have to be careful here today. That's Parker picking up his second charge. They just don't play a lot off the bench traditionally. Now back to the top of the key. Langston will work it in here. Dishes one out here for the Bobcats. They try another three, and it's off the mark. They are living and dying by the three, and they're dying so far, but they're only down by two with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. It's UV 10, Lansing 8. Jackson to the right side of the floor will now go off to Wyatt Gray. Comes off a screen. Gray wants to pull up, doesn't pull the trigger on the three. Zips one back across for Caleb Parker. Parker now to Jackson. Jackson with a guy right in his grill. Comes off a screen, but the double team is right there. 10 on the shot clock. They go back to Gray. Gray holding on to it. Tries to go down low for Cameron Osborne, who had a good steal going, but it was stolen away by the Bobcats. Back across midcourt here for Langston Hopkins. Slowing it down for the Bobcats on defense. Bobcats upset number 2 Moravia to get here on Thursday night, 50-45. Raised a lot of eyebrows with that victory. Top of the key now for Hopkins, 15 on the shot clock. Hopkins, killer crossover into the paint. Dishes one out here for Luke Winslow. We'll have a travel with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 10-8. UV leading Lansing. Good showing here from the UV community, New Berlin and South New Berlin combined, of course. It's a sea of purple and black here in front of our broadcast position in the press box. Student section getting pretty rowdy here. I know they were excited to come. Here is Andrew Jackson, right side. We'll lob one back across. Wyatt Gray, NBA range, three, left it short. Jackson, the rebound, good hustle play. It was blocked from behind, shot wouldn't go. Here come the Bobcats, streaking down the left side. They'll try a three as they go back right side. It's off the mark there for Griffin Nelson. Won't go, out of bounds. Last touched here by the Bobcats. It'll go back to UV. Both teams struggling on offense to start the second quarter. Again, the UV boys looking for back-to-back Section 4 Class C championships. Matt Osborne, longtime head coach, has done a lot at the helm here for the Storm. And I think he's really enjoyed these last 2 years. Did it last year as a 7th seed, a big surprise. Jackson, left side three, rattles it in. Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel there for Andrew Jackson. He gets it to go. He's got 7. And it's 13-8 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now for Langston Hopkins. The Bobcats trying to get back into it. They are firing up a ton of three-pointers here, folks, and if they start to go, look out. Left side for Luke Winslow. Dishes it down low. Shot here from Ethan Burt. Right-handed layup is off the mark. Reifenberger rebound. Outlet pass to Jackson. He streaks across midcourt. Jackson gets a screen, dribbles behind the back, takes it to the rim. A lot of contact, gets it to go, and one. He'll head to the line. Drew Jackson would not be denied. He's got 9 points, and he's stepping to the charity stripe. We don't have an update on that Edmiston and Marathon game yet, but I do want to recognize that Edmiston sophomore Josh Martin just hit the 1,000 career point mark. He only needed 2 points coming in. He got it to the foul line. So, again, just a sophomore. Oh, I do have an update. Edmiston leads 14-13 at the end of the first quarter. Jackson, three-point play, rattles it in back here. He's got 10, and UV leads 16-8. So Edmiston leading by a point in the D games, and Josh Martin, their star, the 10th grader, into the 1,000 career point club. Long way to go, only being a sophomore. UV leads 16-8. Lansing trying to take it to the rim. It's denied here, and off the bench, here's Dylan Nichols. with a steal, wants to take it coast to coast, lays it up and in. Dylan Nichols with the bucket off the bench here for UV. And it's 18-8. UV doesn't use the bench much, but usually it's Nichols coming in or Timmy Postma, I should say, excuse me. And a big bucket there from Nichols. Lansing finds themselves in trouble, down 10, 18-8. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal by Jackson. Jackson spins away in the backcourt. UV can smell blood here at the moment with 3:45 to go before the halftime break. Here is Reifenberg. Reifenberg now looking for options for Unadilla Valley. They can take their time here on this offensive set. 20 left on the shot clock. Reifenberg wants to take it to the rim, lays it up and in. Levi now with 6 points, and UV is rolling. Timeout Lansing. It's 20-8 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. UV on top here in the Section 4 Class C Championship game. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. UV boys leading 20-8 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And again, 14-13, the Edmiston boys leading Marathon in the Section 4 Class D championship game. That game is at SUNY Oneonta today. As I've said to a lot of people, I wish I had a clone. I'd be in both places to support all our local teams if I could be. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. UV leads 20-8. Bobcats have the ball once again out of the timeout, trying to get back on the right page. Bobcats punch it down low through the wickets there of Griffin Nelson, out of bounds, and UV will get it back. And this has so far been UV's day. They are clicking as they have a 12-point lead with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Jackson had 32 in the semifinals, and so far today, he's got 10 for UV. They go inside to Reifenberg. Pull-up jumper from 10 feet won't go. Both teams scrambling for it on the rebound. Osborne's on his knees, tried an outlet pass, and was intercepted by the Bobcats. They'll bring it back up the floor. They'll go into the corner. A three ball here is good. Maybe that's the one to break the streak as Garrett Bell nails a three. That's the first three ball they've hit, and I'm roughly estimating that they're probably 1-for-10 right now. So it's UV 20 and Lansing 11 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Jackson into the corner now for Gray. Gray, good seal by Reifenberg, feeds it down low, and he finishes with a kiss off the glass. Levi Reifenberg now with 8. And UV pumps that lead back up to 22-11 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Lansing back across midcourt here at SUNY Cortland. Again, the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship. And also online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Left side of the floor for Luke Winslow. Behind the back dribble, intercepted though, picked his pocket. And the loose change comes away to Levi Reifenberg. Ahead now to Jackson. Back to Gray. NBA three, no good. Maybe a little too trigger happy on that one rebound for the Bobcats. But hey, when you're feeling it, sometimes you're all right with letting it go. Coach Osborne seemed okay with it. Minute 45 to go, second quarter. It's 22-11. UV on top of Lansing. Bobcats with the ball. They're in the white with the gold and the blue trim. Straightaway three for Lansing is well off the mark. A rebound is blocked as they tried the second chance opportunity. Jackson with a block. And now we're going to have a timeout taken here by UV. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. UV leads 22-11. We'll be back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Out of the timeout, the UV boys actually threw that ball away early in the possession just as they got it back in, so Lansing will get it back as we get back underway. With a minute 10 to go in the second quarter, it's UV boys leading Lansing 22-11, the Section 4 Class C championship game, and now a turnover of their own. Somebody got tripped up in the paint, and a Lansing pass went flying out of bounds, so the Storm will get it back. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As Drew Jackson will get across midcourt, he has 10 points to lead the Storm so far. Here's Cameron Osborne, baseline, left side. We'll go back to Jackson, spot up for three for Jackson, too short. Osborne with a rebound and a foul underneath. It's going to be on the floor. I believe it's on Lansing. Let's see here from the Zebra Crew. Yes, it is. Foul is going to be on Langston Hopkins. So again, 51 seconds to go. Second quarter. Storm will get it in. They go down low. Now for Jackson. Jackson with a fire up three. Air balls that one. Just didn't have a great angle on it, I think. Almost stole the pass as Lansing brought it back down the floor. 35 seconds to go. Second quarter. Top of the key now. Lansing will try to take it to the rim here as back off the bench is Ben Vincent. His shot is tipped out of bounds by Wyatt Gray. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Again, Lansing trailing UV 22-11. Inbounds pass is now stolen by UV, taken right back by the Bobcats, and then a foul as Ethan Burt tried to take it up. Reifenberg had it for a split second. Burt ripped it back away from him, went for the left-handed layup and was fouled. And so 28 seconds to go here in the second quarter. I believe the foul there was on Reifenberg, which would be his second. So Burt to the line. This one is good. Gets that one to go. So Ethan Burt with 5 points. That is a team high so far. It's 22-12. Second shot coming here for Burt. Lansing finds themselves in a hole early in this contest. Burt's second shot is good. So Burt now has 6 points. Timeout taken by Lansing with 28 seconds to go before the halftime break. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It's UV leading Lansing 22-13. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 22-13. The UV boys are on top of Lansing after the Bobcats timeout. It looks like, with the shot clock off, UV can play for the last shot here of the second quarter. Jackson will get across midcourt, finds Dylan Nichols. His pass goes back to Jackson, who just gets there before it's picked off. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Gray, and now back to Jackson, coming up on 10 seconds. Now to Dylan Nichols. He steps in, wants that little mid-range J, no good. Reifenberg had a tip drill rebound. It wouldn't go. Lansing, can they get a shot off at midcourt? It's well short, and our halftime score is 22-13. UV is on top of Lansing in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. We'll be back with the Mirabadell Energy Products Halftime Report coming up here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabado. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabado. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabado, where our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career.
Live at WCDOsports.com.
It's our Mirabadell Energy Products Halftime Report here today at SUNY Cortland. Our halftime score, UV, the boys leading Lansing 22-13, the Section 4 Class C Championship game. UV trying to go back-to-back as they won it last year as the 7th seed here at Cortland over Tioga. Remember, when you use your Mirabadell Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabadell. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. The Edmiston boys are trailing right now late in the second quarter at SUNY Oneonta in the Class D championship game. Again, 27-19, and a big congratulations to Josh Martin, the sophomore joining the 1,000 career point club. He came in today only needing 2 points, as he scored 20 the other night as Edmiston upset top-seeded South Courtright in the semifinals. So congratulations to Josh Martin. That's a big milestone for him. Scoring summary in the first half. First here for UV, Andrew Jackson with a game-high 10 points so far. Levi Reifenberg with 8. 2 apiece for Dylan Nichols and from Cameron Osborne. So pretty good-looking first half, I got to say, for UV. Jackson was hitting on all cylinders, was getting to the rim, and Reifenberg was just cleaning up the glass like nobody's business. So on the other side for Lansing, we've said it, they seem to live and die, at least today, by the three-pointer. And we were told coming in that they love pressure. They kind of wait for you at half court. They want to try to trap you. Haven't seen a lot of that, in my opinion, here today. Jackson and Gray have handled it pretty well. And they've tried to fire up the three. They've only hit one. I would estimate 1 for 10, 1 for 11 here in the first half. I don't have, you know, full stats or anything, but that's the eyeball test, that they're just not shooting the ball well. Ethan Burt with 6 points for Lansing. Garrett Bell with 5. Luke Winslow with 2. For the Lansing boys, who are the 3 seed, UV is the 4. We'll take a break here on the Mirabadell Energy Products Halftime Report. It's halftime in Cortland. UV boys leading 22-13. In case you're just tuning in, the Unitego girls lost earlier today to Watkins Glen in the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. And I believe it was 53-42. I just want to double-check that score for you. So Unitego just dug themselves an early hole, couldn't find a way to get out of it. So that was, certainly a tough one earlier today. But again, 53-42, Unitego goes down. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the Mirabadell Energy Products Halftime Report here on CDO.
This year, switch to Mirabadell. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabadell. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabadell, where our people make energy different.
And welcome back. It's the Mirabadell Energy Products Halftime Report here in SUNY Cortland. The UV boys leading 22-13 over Lansing. And we'll get set for the start of the second half. Marathon boys are leading Edmiston down in Oneonta in the Section 4 Class D Championship game, 32-21 at the half. So the Panthers have some digging to do at the halftime break. And you knew in the Class D bracket that Marathon was going to be tough. It's exactly like they were in soccer when they won it this year. They don't play really any D schools, and their boys basketball coach and the girls said that they didn't play any Ds this year. Their league is all Bs and Cs out this way. I mean, Marathon's just down the road here on 81, and so they're just under the line. Even when the state redid the lines this year for who was in C and who was in D, they're just under, and they're a D, and probably will be for the foreseeable future. And they're going to be tough. They always have some good teams, and when you play those type of schools all year, you're going to be tough when you come into the D level. So I think it's always good to do something like UV did this year. Go out and really challenge yourself in the non-league. UV went out and played a bunch of B's and A's, as well as some really tough C's like Cooperstown in the non-league schedule. So we'll see. It's paying off so far, and they're one half away from being back-to-back Section 4 Class C champions. A lot of work still to be done, but at the half, UV leads 22-13. We'll be back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
What a way to start the second half here, folks. An alley-oop dunk to Levi Reifenberg puts UV up 24-13. Wow, unbelievable play. Just a backdoor cut for Levi Reifenberg. Came off the screen and hammered it down. Big-time play. It's 24-13. Step-back three here for Lansing is off the mark. Ball is stripped, and UV comes away. Last touched by Jackson. Let's see. No, they're going to keep it with UV. They kind of switched it at the last minute. I thought it was touched by Jackson. Instead, last touched by Lansing's Luke Winslow. So the clock was winding down, and they just kind of started the play a little bit early. Jackson threw it to Gray on the left side. Reifenberg curled off a screen, and he just hammered it home. Great lob and a great finish on that alley-oop dunk. And that gives a lot of energy to the student section here for UV, that's for sure. 24-13 is the score. 7:10 to go, third quarter. UV with the basketball. Officials getting together to talk about this one to see who touched it last year. We'll see what the Zebra crew comes up with. No, they're going to give it back to Lansing. So they'll reverse that call and give it back to the Bobcats. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Boy, we've seen that alley-oop play a couple of times this year for Reifenberg, and the man can sky. That's for sure. Right side of the floor now for the Bobcats. They'll try to work it to the interior, and a foul on Caleb Parker. I believe this is going to be his third as they tried to go to Langston Hopkins down low. So that is his third, team's first of the third quarter. It's 24-13. 6:57 to go, third quarter. Inbounds pass for the Bobcats. They'll go left side. Now back to the top of the key. Here for the Bobcats, Langston Hopkins will go to the far side for Luke Winslow. Stolen away here by Jackson. He's going to try to take it coast to coast and does. Finger roll layup off the steal for Jackson, and he's got 12. And UV leads 26-13. Back across midcourt now for the Bobcats. Finding themselves in trouble. UV is just tall and lanky playing this man-to-man. It's tough. Lansing not a ton of size. They take it to the left low block. Pull-up jumper off the mark. No good. Levi Reifenberg with the rebound. Ahead for Jackson. Now for Cameron Osborne. The home run pass was too tall. Out of bounds. And it goes back to the Bobcats. Again, thank you to our special sponsors today, including the UV Booster Club, NBT Bank, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Amphenol in Sydney, as well as Patriot Masonry, Northern Eagle Redemption Center in Oneonta, and Jake's Deli in Otigo. Proudly sponsoring both our games here today. Bobcats with the ball. Hopkins with a pull-up jumper. It's off the mark. Into the land of the trees. Bobcats will come down with it. They kick it out for a three-ball. Air ball on the far side there from Garrett Bell, and that kind of sums up the afternoon it's been here for Lansing. With 5:50 to go in this third quarter, UV leads 26-13. They led 22-13 at the break. So Lansing has not scored in the first about 2.5 minutes here of the third quarter. Jackson at the top of the key, wants a crossover, will go chest pass for Wyatt Gray. Now to Parker on the left side, back for Jackson. Stutter step, oh, great underhand pass there for Levi Reifenberg. He just wasn't quite ready for it. That would have been a highlight reel pass there for Jackson, but it just skims off the fingertips there of Reifenberg and out of bounds. 5.5 to go in the third. UV leads 26-13. Bobcats will get it across midcourt here with the point guard, the senior Langston Hopkins. Hopkins directing traffic. Now we'll go to the right side for Griffin Nelson. Back left side for Luke Winslow. Winslow, bounce pass right side, looking for Langston Hopkins. Good ball movement here from the Bobcats. Trying to work through the progressions on their man-to-man. They go right to left. They're in the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. UV's in the dark uniforms with the purple and white trim. Now a block by Jackson. Ball trickles out to Wyatt Gray, who runs down the left sideline and goes back to Jackson. But before he could get there, Lansing, good defense to get back and steal it back with Garrett Bell. Bell to the rim. His shot won't go. Wyatt Gray will clean the glass and pull down the rebound with 4:40 to go, third quarter. UV leading 26-13. Jackson gets across midcourt. Jackson at the top of the key. UV content to work the ball around here. Try to take their time. They go to Gray left side. Gray to Reifenberg. Down low, Cameron Osborne finishes. Great ball movement and a finish there from Cameron Osborne. He's got 4 points. Timeout Lansing. UV leads 28-13. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 28-13, the score. UV boys leading Lansing with 4:25 to go in this third quarter here in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest. Winner will move on to the state quarterfinals. Those games will be at the arena next Sunday. There is a chance if Cooperstown boys could win their game tomorrow, and if UV wins here today, they could meet up in the arena. How great would that be for our local fan base to get a game like that next week? That game will be on Sunday. The time is still to be determined. A lot of basketball left to be played before that matchup would even happen. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lansing gets into the paint. They try a pass to the outside left corner, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Bobcats. Inbounds pass will be from Ben Vincent. With 4 minutes to go, third quarter, Vincent will get it in. He'll find Nelson, tries a backdoor pass. Jackson denies it, tipped back out. Lansing will fire up a three. It's off the mark here off that loose ball. They do corral the rebound as it ricocheted out to the near side. Lansing will reset the offense here with Luke Winslow. 3:40 to go in the third. Winslow is straightaway three, off the mark. Gray with a rebound, and he gets bodied up there by Ethan Burt, who was giving him the business, and there's the foul. So a team foul situation, pretty light here so far in the second half. Each team with only one foul apiece. Caleb Parker with three fouls for UV. If you're a Storm fan listening at home, he's really the only guy in foul trouble right now with 3.5 to go in the third. I believe Reifenberg has two if our count is correct. Here's Jackson at the top of the key. Lobs one far side for Gray. Now back to Jackson. Jackson holding on to it, barking out some signals, and now a foul on Lansing. Luke Winslow, they're trying to body up Jackson here up near midcourt. I think trying to get into his head a little bit here, just play some tight defense on him, do whatever they can to take him off his game. And really, they got two guys falling around, bumping him, grinding on him here a little bit, but Jackson, let's see if he's all right. I'm sure he will. He's totally used to this. I mean, he sees this night in and night out in the MAC and anywhere he goes if somebody scouts UV. 3:10 to go in the third. Left side for Gray. Now they go to Reifenberg, who threw down a nasty alley-oop to start the third quarter. Pulls up for a jumper. Hits the rim twice, but wouldn't go. Rebound for Lansing with 3 minutes left in the third. They'll bring it up the floor left side as they go right to left. 28-13 the score. Bobcats with the ball. They'll fire up a three from Ben Vincent. That's off the mark. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. Now a foul on Jackson, who got tied up there with Luke Winslow with 2:45 to go in the third. Ball will be on the baseline here. That's the second foul on Jackson, so he's still in okay shape with 2:45 to go in the third. Again, UV boys leading 28-13. If you didn't catch the game earlier, Unitego girls falling to Watkins Glen 53-42 in the girls' championship game. South Courtright girls defeated Franklin 44-13 in the D game over in Oneonta. Three ball on that far side from Ben Vincent. Swish from downtown for Lansing, and it's 28-16. Still doable here for the Bobcats. A lot of time left with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. UV leading 28-16. Jackson top of the key. Crossover, gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Jackson. No good, and he's called for a charge. So that's going to be number three on Jackson, and now things get interesting with 2:20 to go in the third. That's a tough one. Bowled his way into the paint and is whistled for the foul. And so Lansing will work it up the floor across the Cortland C at midcourt. Right side of the floor now for the Bobcats. Top of the key. They'll go back to Vincent, who just had the hot hand for Lansing. They'll dish one for Nelson. He tries to take it to the rim, and he's fouled. Let's see who it's on with 2 minutes to go in the third. And the foul's starting to pile up a little bit here for the Storm. It's going to be the team's fourth. Foul is on Wyatt Gray. That's the first on Gray, fourth on UV as a team. And so to the line will be Griffin Nelson. Nelson's shot is good. His first points of the afternoon. 28-17, so Lansing just trying to keep in touch here. They could keep it around 10. That's, you know, manageable. You can make a run. Second shot, no good. Gray swoops in for a rebound, and he'll trot it back up the floor. Across the Dragons logo as UV goes left to right. Through the hands of Caleb Parker, out of bounds and back to Lansing. UV just looks a little tight here the last minute or two. See if Coach Osborne decides to do anything. Looks like he's just going to roll it with a minute 50 to go in the third. Thought maybe he'd take a timeout to regroup. Doesn't do it. Right side of the floor now for Nelson. Nelson will feed one back for Garrett Bell. Bell into the corner for Hopkins. Hopkins left side at the elbow. Well, hold on. Now it's intercepted by Cameron Osborne. He gets on the floor, trying to get dirty for it here. It rolls out of bounds. It's going to go to UV. Good hustle by both sides, but Osborne eventually wins the battle there as they were fighting for a couple of seconds across midcourt. Ball rolled out, and it will go to UV. With a minute and a half to go in the third, it's 28-17. Reifenberg, left side, will feed it back to Jackson. Pull-up jumper for Jackson. Off the glass, it's good. Jackson now with 14. And UV leads 30-17 with a minute 15 to go in the third. Lansing with the ball at the top of the key. Fast-moving game here this afternoon. UV trying to win for the second time. They want to be back-to-back champions. They won last year as a 7 seed, this year a 4 seed. Now a foul down low, I believe, on Reifenberg. Let's see how many this is on him. Okay, that's the second on Reifenberg. So we had that incorrect for a little bit there. I had it incorrect, I should say. Me and my staff, my stat crew up here. So Reifenberg, that's his second, team's fifth. So 1:05 to go. Third quarter, Lansing back to the line, and this is exactly what they want. They want to get to the line, try to chip away while the clock's not moving, but that doesn't help. First shot is no good for Garrett Bell. Second one coming for the Bobcats, and they need all these points. Second one for Bell is good. So Bell now with 6, and it's 30-18, so a 12-point deficit for Lansing against Unadilla Valley. Minute to go in the third. Jackson across midcourt. Chest pass far side for Wyatt Gray. Ball fake. Looking for a pass. Goes to Reifenberg in the paint. Pull-up jumper. He's fouled. With 46 seconds to go in the third, Reifenberg will head to the line. So again, tomorrow, make sure you turn your dial to WCDL at 1:45. We'll be at the Carrier Dome. Cooperstown boys are in their sectional final. The winner of that game is Reifenberg, gets his first shot to go. Reifenberg now with 11. They play Utica Academy of Science. Winner of that game will play the winner of this game. So UV trying to hang on to play either Utica Academy of Science or Cooperstown. Reifenberg, second shot is good. He's got 12 points. We'll be there with the Butler Auto tip-off show, probably about 1:30. Got a couple special guests with me tomorrow as well. Going to be fun. UV leading 32-18, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Bobcats with the ball, trying to get something going offensively. They have struggled here today. They go to the right side for Vincent. Vincent tries to take it to the rim. It's off the mark and no good. Jackson with a rebound. Jackson will trot it up the floor. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson across midcourt. Going to play for the last shot. Shot clock is off. Clock is down to 10. Dribbles behind the back. Jackson looking for a screen. He's not going to get it. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Wyatt Gray. 5 seconds left. Gray to the top of the key. He's going to have to lean in for a long three. It's off the mark, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter. It's 32-18. UV on top. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. UB boys leading 32-18. Here is Wyatt Gray at the left side of the floor. Now back to Jackson. Jackson takes a hard check there and isn't called for anything. Lansing isn't called for anything, I should say. Now they go Wyatt Gray left side at the left elbow. Pull-up jumper for Gray. Got it. Just when they needed a big bucket from Wyatt Gray, his first of the afternoon, it's 34-18. Great bucket there from Gray. They needed it. Marathon boys are leading Edmiston 40-27 in the Class D game. Just an update from Oneana there. Turnaround shot here for Lansing as they go right inside to the paint for Ethan Burt. He puts it home, and it's 34-20. So a 14-point lead here for the Storm in the fourth quarter. And now at midcourt, Jackson is going to get tied up here with Lansing's Luke Winslow, and Winslow is going to get a technical foul. He has been all over Jackson for the last couple of minutes and finally just got teed up, much to the delight here of the UV crowd. Wow. I mean, he's been in his grill since probably mid-second quarter. And Jackson, credit to him, he just kept his cool there a little bit. I get what Winslow was trying to do. He's trying to help his team. He's trying to play physical defense. He's trying to take the best player away that UV has, but I just think he crossed the line a little bit too much there. So the officials finally had had enough. And so Jackson's going to go to the line to shoot some technical foul shots here for the Unadilla Valley Storm. So the gym gets mighty quiet as Jackson misses the first foul shot. He's a guy that is up in the high 80s, low 90s percentage-wise here for UV. Second shot is good at the line. He's got 15, and UV's going to get the ball. So Lansing, I get it. They're down by 15. They're trying to get back into the game here. They're going to try anything they can. They trail 35-20 with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. UV boys trying to capture back-to-back sectional titles. Now here for Osborne. They go inside for Reifenberg. A pull-up jumper for Reifenberg. No good. Jackson the rebound, but a foul underneath as Reifenberg went flying out of there, but they're going to call it on UV. Coach Osborne not pleased. So the foul's going to be on Cameron Osborne for some pushing and shoving underneath. Guys exchanging phone numbers down there with 6:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. 35-20, UV on top. Right side of the floor here for the Bobcats. They're in the white with the royal blue trim, the gold trim as well. UV's in the dark uniforms, the black uniforms with the purple and white trim. Jackson with a steal, and then he's fouled. Jackson just snuck right into that passing lane and then got hammered as soon as he had the ball. So here's the team foul situation. Both teams with six fouls each. So the UV boys can smell it now. Still a lot of ball left to be played with 6:20 to go in the fourth, but they are in control. Here's Jackson. Tries it around the back pass, and Jackson is going to get called here for a charge. So Jackson into the lane. That's going to be his fourth foul on Drew Jackson with 6:15 to go. He's going to have to be very, very careful the rest of the way. Top of the key now here for the Lansing Bobcats. They'll go to the foul line. They'll try to work it to the interior. Back to the right side, a spot-up three-pointer is off the front of the rim. And no good there for Griffin Nelson. Rebound for Jackson. Timeout is going to be taken here by UV with 5:55 to go. Fourth quarter. We'll step away. UV leads 35-20, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Reifenberg takes it right inside and is fouled, gets the bucket to go, and he'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Nate Law with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, web stream courtesy of SFCU. Reifenberg, the old-fashioned three-point play, it won't go down. But UV is in comfortable position here, leading 37-20 with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Drew Jackson, though, their leader, does have 15 points, and he has four fouls. He's going to be very careful the rest of the way. Lansing with the ball. They'll take it right into the paint. Pull-up jumper here for Ben Vincent is good. And he's got 5 points. And it's 37-22 with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. UV with the basketball on the left wing side for Jackson. Jackson dribbles between the legs, picks it up, and goes chest pass back to Gray at the top of the key. Gray will go to the right side now for Caleb Parker. UV taking their time. Shot clock's at 15. They get it safely into the hands of Jackson. Comes off a screen. He's immediately double-teamed. Goes to the right side. 10 on the shot clock now for Jackson. Baseline drive. Muscles his way over to Parker. Parker wants to take it to the rim. The floater won't go down. Rebound after the miss. Comes to Lansing. Back up the floor for Langston Hopkins. Hopkins tries to take it coast to coast. He's blocked by Gray and right into the hands of Reifenberg. Now back to Jackson with 4:40 to go in the fourth. And it's 37-22. UV is on top. Unitego girls lost to Watkins Glen in the C final earlier today, 53-42, in case you're just tuning in. UV boys in control here at the moment. But Lansing coming as hard as they can in the closing minutes with 4.5 to go. Reifenberg at the foul line. Back to Jackson. Straightaway three for Drew is off the back of the rim. Rebound for Lansing. Bobcats are still in it if they could get a couple of these threes to fall. They've been living and dying by it here today. Left side as they go right to left. Back to the top of the key. Ben Vincent tries to work it inside. Now steps back for a three ball. Skims the front of the rim. Parker with a rebound for the Storm with 4 minutes to go. Again, UV leading 37-22. The Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game live here today at SUNY Cortland. On WCDO, here is Cameron Osborne. Give and go, back to Jackson. Little runner to the hoop. It rolls around the bowl but won't go down. And Langston Hopkins, shortest guy on the floor, comes out of there with the rebound for Lansing. Outlet pass ahead, and Garrett Bell will try to take it to the rim, and he's fouled with 3:40 to go. Again, Jackson has four fouls. Reifenberg, two. Parker with three. So those are the guys we really want to keep an eye on in, I would say, semi-foul trouble. Old Jackson's definitely in foul trouble here for UV. Foul there is on Reifenberg, so that's his third. And stepping to the line here for Lansing, first shot is off the mark and no good for Garrett Bell. We'll have our post-game show after this as well, folks. Our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll try to get you some out-of-town scores as well from that Edmiston and Marathon game. Second shot is good for Bell. Last check we had was that Marathon was ahead by about 10. So we'll get another update on that for you. 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. UV leading 37-23. Jackson across midcourt. Got a guy right in his grill again. Dishes one off for Parker. Pull-up jumper for Parker, and the paint is good. Parker's first basket of the game, believe it or not, and it's 39-23. Ben Vincent chucks up another three. This one is no good for the Bobcats. Ball rolling around. Bobcats will pick it up back to the top of the key. They'll fire up another one from downtown. This one is good for Langston Hopkins. So Hopkins nets his first triple of the contest. It's 39-26. Timeout taken by the Bobcats, so we'll step away. With 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter, UV leads 39-26, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. That Edmiston score is 45-37. It's late in the third quarter in Oneonta. And so the Panthers trying to get back in that ballgame. Back here in Cortland, a pass from Jackson to Caleb Parker, and he is fouled with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter, so Parker will head to the line. So again, Edmiston down a 45-37 to Marathon in the third quarter. That's a late third. That's the Class D Section 4 championship game at SUNY Oneonta. Nate Lull with you on WCDO as the first shot is up and good for Parker. Parker gets it to roll in. Parker now with 3 points. Here's our leading scorers for UV. 15 for Andrew Jackson, 14 for Levi Reifenberg. Parker, second shot off the front of the rim. It was kind of a line drive. Didn't have enough air under it. Rebound for Lansing. UV leads 40-26 with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Lansing. Rolled all the way around the rim. It won't go down for Matthew Ribera, who just checked into the game. So Lansing trying some different things here in the closing moments as they trail by 16. Jackson across midcourt. He's playing with those four fouls. But we've seen him do this throughout the year certain times. That he's been able to play late in games with three or four fouls and be okay. Some nights it has come back to bite them, but you would hope that in a game that he fouled out like that when the team really needed him, he learned, and tonight he's going to be more careful. Ball was knocked out of the hands of Jackson. Will stay with UV, last touched by the Bobcats. So UV trying to get back to the New York State Tournament. They lost in the quarterfinals last year to Tully. That game was up at SRC Arena in Syracuse. This year it'll be at the arena in Binghamton next Sunday. Time is still to be determined. Here is Wyatt Gray with the straightaway three on the inbounds pass. Nothing but air there. Reifenberg, a rebound, thought he was going to save it, but he did step on the line. So it'll go back to Lansing with 2:10 to go. So the Bobcats will look to get it in. They're trying to preserve every second they can by rolling it up the floor a little bit. Is it too little too late here for a Bobcats comeback? Right side of the floor. Gray playing good man-to-man defense. Lansing trying to get to the rim, and they do with Matthew Ribera. He's fouled and will go to the line. And I can see maybe why Coach Joey Volpicelli put this young man in, Matthew Ribera. Ton of energy. Maybe that's the spark that they need late in this game, but 2 minutes left. They're trailing 40-26. This is a big hole at the moment. So Ribera to the line. His shot off the back of the rim and no good. Lansing, of course, a very, very good soccer school. Always seem to have success in other sports as well, but their boys' soccer team the last couple of years has been super strong. Second shot rolls in there for Ribera. He gets that one to go. And it's 40-27 with a minute 55 to go in the fourth quarter. Don't forget the post-game show. We'll keep you updated on that Edmiston game as well against Marathon. Still a ball game late in the third. And again, another congratulations to Josh Martin, the sophomore from Edmiston, joining the 1,000 Career Point Club here today. I only needed 2 points coming in, and he gets it done. So Gray will step to the line here for UV with a minute 53 to go, settling in. First shot for Gray, gets it to go. Iron was kind there as it rolled around and went down. So Gray now with 3 points, looking for more. That's the thing with Gray. Some nights he's going to be in that 4 or 5 range, and some nights he's up to 15. You never know. Timeout taken by Lansing with a minute 53 to go. UV leads 42-27. Section 4 Class C championship game. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Update here from the Edmiston boys game against Marathon. Talk about a second-half comeback. Edmiston boys cut it to 45-42 early in the fourth quarter. Wow, Edmiston boys hanging tough against Marathon. So that game's in the fourth quarter in Oneonta. We'll try to keep you updated on that through our post-game show. As here with a minute 53 to go, UV is in their driver's seat, leading Lansing 42-27 in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. Hopkins left side will reverse it to the far side. Now here looking for Luke Winslow, the senior trying to extend his season. Goes back to Hopkins. Three ball is off the glass and no good as he tried to bank it. Rebound here for the Storm. 90 seconds away from being back-to-back champs here for UV. Here is Gray at the top of the key, and now a reach-in foul is on Griffin Nelson. And so stepping in will be Wyatt Gray to the line. Again, this group, we've talked about it a ton this year, MAC champions. Of course, won Section 4 Class C a year ago. This group has been together, kind of came up together as sophomores and took their lumps, and it's paying off now as Gray's first shot at the line is good. Gray now with 5 points. Second shot coming here for Wyatt Gray. It's good. Gray goes 2 out of 2. He's got 6. It's 44-27. Minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for the Bobcats. Ribera wants to take it to the rim. Stutter step and it's in. Good move by Ribera. It's 44-29, a minute 10 to go. Trying to put the icing on the cake here. UV with the basketball on the right side. Now they go to Jackson. Feeds it across Reifenberg. Finishes it off. Big time play there from Reifenberg, and he's got 16. And it's 46-29 with under a minute to go. Some high fives and cheering coming from the UV section now. A three ball for Lansing is an air ball. Reifenberg with a rebound, and he's fouled with 49 seconds to go. And you can see the frustration here for the Lansing Bobcats. It has not been their day. UV, the 4 seed, trying to go back-to-back here today. Marathon boys lead 51-45 with about 6 minutes left. Parker Robinson hit a couple of big threes. Luke Off with a three at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter. So Edmiston trying to extend their season. Reifenberg at the line here. Got it. Reifenberg's now got 17. That's a game high, including that alley-oop that he caught that was just... You don't see that in Class C basketball very often. Second shot, Reifenberg. Good. He's got 18. We've said that a lot about him this year. 45 seconds to go. UV in control, 48-29. They go to the right side. Lansing with the basketball. They try another three ball from straight away. It's off the mark, but a foul underneath. Going to be on Lansing. Both teams jockeying for position. And this is going to send UV to the line at the other end. Lansing certainly frustrated in this contest. That's going to be the fifth foul, I believe, here. No, it's going to be some sort of a technical underneath on Lansing. Head coach Joey Volpicelli wants some sort of an answer. I think the officials were sick and tired of the pushing and shoving underneath. Jackson hits the first. He's got 16. It's been a physical game. You know, and Lansing's been frustrated. Second shot is good here for Jackson. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Lansing. I mean, they're trying to play good defense, but just sometimes they've crossed the line. I think any neutral observer would agree with me. I think maybe even a Lansing fan would agree with me. They've tried everything they can. Jackson is subbed out along with Levi Reifenberg. Hugs over on the sideline for Coach Osborne. And, of course, John Jackson, Andrew's dad, is the assistant coach. He's the JV boys coach for UV. Wow. This is quite a moment here as the subs get in for the last 30 seconds with UV leading 50-29. Three ball from Lansing. Left side is off the mark. There from Garrett Bell. A rebound for Parker. He'll walk it up the floor. Student section ready to explode here as the UV boys are going to be back-to-back Section 4 Class E champions. What a run. You know, early in the year, they played one of the hardest schedules I think I've ever seen on paper for a Class C or, you know, a small school team. It's going to pay off here today. UV is going to win this ball game 50-29. They walked away, pretty much led wire to wire. The Storm are back-to-back champs. They're pretty fired up here in Cortland. Post-game show coming up as the team explodes onto the floor. A great moment as Cameron Osborne, sophomore son of head coach Matt Osborne, a big embrace there. The UV boys from the MAC are your Section 4 Class C champs. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Patriot Masonry of Otsego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship.
The championship presentation as the UV boys win 50-29. Hear that crowd, folks. The UV boys get it done here. Congratulations to them. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for UV, a game high 18 points from Levi Reifenberg, 17 from Andrew Jackson, 6 from Wyatt Gray, 4 from Cameron Osborne, 3 from Caleb Parker, 2 from Dylan Nichols. The other side for Lansing, a team high 8 points from Ethan Burt, 7 from Garrett Bell, and then 5 from Ben Vincent, 3 from Matt Rivera, as well as Langston Hopkins, 2 from Luke Winslow, 1 from Griffin Nelson. You know, Lansing tried to hit the three ball all game today, and it just wasn't their day. They were not hitting from the outside. Had they been, could have been a much different game. But today, UV pulls ahead 50-29. Time for our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give it to let's give it to Levi Reifenberg. Game-high 18 points, including that fantastic alley-oop dunk. That was great. And so he has 18 points. He's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner today. Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I want to give that to Wyatt Gray today. I thought that he did a lot of the nitty-gritty work and did a fantastic job, especially on defense. Picked up a lot of keyboards, so we'll give Wyatt Gray our Dynamic Defense Award today, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance. Team down on the floor right now holding up the plaque. They're getting some photos taken. Coach Osborne's got a smile a mile wide. They got Superintendent Bob Mackey out there, the Storm. I guess you'd call him the Storm Man. Mascot is out there. Kind of looks like a superhero with a lightning bolt on him. Got to love that. So another special moment, especially for the senior year of Wyatt Gray, Andrew Jackson, and Levi Reifenberg. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Levi Reifenberg. He did a little bit of everything. I thought he was key inside, great on the glass, and, of course, the game-high 18. This Storm team, their starting five is hard to beat. They really, really are. When they're clicking and not in foul trouble, they're a great team. So, UV wins. If Cooperstown wins tomorrow, we would have what I think is one of the best scenarios I could think of for the regional game, for the quarterfinals, is if Cooperstown would play UV down in the arena in Binghamton. I think that would be just great for local sports fans, and you wouldn't have to go real far. You know, I mean, even from Cooperstown to get to the arena, hour and a half, maybe less. You know, same for UV. So I think that would be pretty cool. That game will be at 1:45 tomorrow at the Dome. We'll have Cooperstown against Utica Academy of Science. Join me and Cooperstown expert, I call him, Matt Hazard. He'll be there with me. Dave Smith, of course, if you listen to a lot of our games, Dave was a former JV coach at UV. He now coaches up in Section 3. He called me this week, said, can I join you on the air? I said, of course. He's now a coach up there for West Canada Valley in Section 3. And he's called a bunch of big games. He called the Delhi Girls Championship game with me last year, so those guys will bring a lot to the table tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. We'll be courtside at Jim Boeheim Court up at the Dome. But for now, we'll head down to the court and watch UV celebrate. I'm looking forward to shaking a few hands, giving a few hugs out here for the UV guys. They deserve it. Unitego girls fall earlier today, 53-42. Put up a great effort against Watkins Glen. Just Watkins Glen was too tough today. But the UV boys won 50-29 to win back-to-back Section 4 Class C championships here. Really proud of these guys. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in the studios. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you then.